Mr. Dobson, reel 19. Now, it must have been round about this time that the Major was killed. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Did he go out often on patrols?
He didn't do a lot. No, he didn't do a lot of patrols. I mean, I don't think it's the company commander's dealer.
Because you mentioned before actually going out with him on one occasion, didn't you? Do you remember why he went out? What the purpose of it was? When he was killed, I'm talking about.
I think that he told somebody about where he'd been tampered with, and went out to make sure, and he was taking an engineer out.
I was going to say, do you remember who went out with him?
I think there was quite a few, the flight patrol were helping, an engineer, and Cindy got away, which used to go along, and keep all on to see where, and then the crew where it was being put.
So it was one of our own mines.
Yeah, it was one of our own mines. And he was killed instant. I think it was a Sergeant Hammer. And the engineer lab was, it was only one killer. And sort of, well, you had a bit of a delay. And I did go like that. I went the long way, and I went up on the stretcher at party. No, another team, and this is true.
That's alright. So you had to wait till daylight before you could get out?
Yeah.
Get out to him?
The thought was dead on to get him in, they didn't want to get into the theatre, they didn't want to feel themselves. I did go out in the stretcher party.
How many went out with the stretcher party?
Went out with them, I just thought they were safety.
And this was daylight?
Yeah, it just brought daylight.
So that would be quite unusual, was it?
It was.
Because it would be quite a considerable risk, I would think, going out into no man's land in the daytime.
It wasn't very far down from the trenches in my position at the moment. What they did, the water sent smoke over the air. It was landing and it was just drifting away. And it was funny, Chinese, funny people were the fighting. They never fired on the party. And they were down there, and they were looking at it.
Were they still there, the lads who were wounded?
Yeah.
They were still lying out there as well.
Yeah, I had house sitting in all of them. The house cousin was rich, so he'd been at the time, was sitting in his one by the ski hill. Coming back into the angle.
Were they badly injured, the other lads?
I think that was a couple of sergeants. I think that was a couple of sergeants. And one or two of the other lads, you know, that was behind them. But I mean, the government, when you don't even took all the blocks, he was in the front trying to find the part of the area. Anyway, they went there, and the woman was really good. Took more from the little jeeps that they converted to like an ambulance, you know, took them over, you know. I think they had a code of conduct as well, like, you know, they knew what the sun had happened. And we just tried to get them out from the train, and so that was in the running, too.
It must have been upsetting at the time, was it?
Well, yeah. I think I was more upset later on than I was at the time. I never thought about the numbers. I think you were probably pretty thought about it, and that happened. It was a job, put it that way. Got to get him up.
What was the feeling in the company after it happened?
He was a bloke. I mean, like, he was one of them that said, you couldn't do it, you couldn't. And he was like that. He was a good sportsman. And I think he was respected. He had the name, the man, John, and all that, you know. He used to be a good guy, but he didn't know. He said, you know, he'd come up through the ranks. He'd just say, look, private when he joined up. Yeah, I mean, he'd learn how to get things that he came in, you know. Private and major. But very good too. And he was gone, he was through the public. But yeah, he was gone. And then I went out there with him. It sticks in my mind, it sticks in my memory of. Like I say, I feel the blue hook about it. The blue wasn't there, man. The fear was.
Somebody else telling the same story?
I felt it was there. I mean, I had a new guy to tell you guys about, you know. I mean, that's all I had to do. It was like falling in the street, you know. I was looking at these.
So it must have affected morale within the company after that,
well,
did it?
Yeah, like, you know, because you like this company. And it proved it in Berlin that you wanted that company to be the top. And I never knew. I think we all did, you know, we did it, and we knew everything. So, it was this, you know, one big thing. I mean, excuse me, over there, you know, the Major, right? I mean, that.
Who took over?
Major Lynch, from that company. He was in the 7 years, and he said, I got an all right, and he went there.
Was he already a Major?
Yeah, he was at the S company. And from the KOA company. He was in the same world, I think, as the Major Dan Green, and the second world more time for somebody. They just had the same ideas, I think, and he didn't change much. He brought his back in there, Wolfie Hall, I told him, Wolfie, we got, you know, I mean, he looked at it, and, you know, it was all right, maybe. Probably the next year or something. You know,
so the earn right, so it was straight away. And your role was the same, was it, under the new Major?
Yeah, just was the Major Lynch. Just got on just the same, that's all.
And daily life just continued as before?
Yeah.
Did you do much more patrolling?
Another flight patrol, this field area. It was the same situation, I got down
Who was in charge of this patrol then? Barini again, Captain Barini. Was it the same men in the patrol?
Yeah, it was the same patrol. Yes.
And this was the same kind of setup and same objectives?
Yep, sweeping. There'd been a bit of activity in that in the valley, and down the valley, and we went on again.
Can you remember how long it was after that first patrol, was it?
It was really shortly after we'd done the case, so when it was only about a weekend. Been a bit of activity, so we went out there and see him again. In fact, that corporate movie, we're getting down, you know, isn't it? And I hear this true narrative here, this is true. It's very, it's starting to sleep now, then. So we come up in that. That was everything saying, we look true narrative. And I recognize his face. It was Bill Murray. They thought they heard some father down and set them, you know, I believe they set them down. To get a little sweet and come up and down, they kind of come up. Yeah, well, I didn't know. I didn't know what stuff was. I didn't know what was doing, why I didn't pull the trigger. And it was lured. I told him about it, and he was that way, he just laughed. Why? He says, I thought you knew what I was doing, but I didn't, because I was at the back.
So you hadn't heard what was had gone on at the front? And he'd obviously come round and behind you?
He'd come back and just recognised his face, you know. So he was, I think he didn't do that. Many, I tell him many times, you know, they're not in one career. He just left. And that patrol area looked down at the valley, and then he stood up and told me that I'm like him there. Even I did get up, you know, he got his stomach out a bit. But it was a body on the path. It was a very few days, we didn't have this at the time, we didn't have to go in there. And he was solid, you know, it was there either. And
so you carried him back with the patrol?
He was solid. One sticking out. And he really wanted to be there. I mean, he's fearful, but he didn't do that. You know, that's a big one. He's shot. I think I'm going to shot the enemy. Because the fusilier had a big trouble for me.
Because you took over from the fusiliers, didn't you?
And that prize him off the ball. He was absolutely solid. And he'd come back up the hill. I mean, you couldn't help it, would have been selling that. He came dropping him out. And I'm not kidding, he's just bouncing. And I was that solid. Anyway, he did go in there like that. And he found some more after that, he was moving to up or something. He was going to kill him. They had trouble being ambushed.
Did you check? Did you know about booby trapping bodies?
Yeah, I think Captain Green had tried it to go my stock, but I'd see the feeling and it was solid. I did get to know his boy's name was off his tires, you know. Well, I think it could have been his name, but it was very close. Let's say they'd be ambushed. I think let's say there was some more that they couldn't find or something.
Yeah, I think there was some more found later on by another patrol. Not you weren't on that patrol, were you not?
I can imagine,
and Any other patrols that you did after that?
I did a written with the Sergeant Major.
What was the difference between a recce patrol and the fighting patrols?
There was a lad from Vincent, Vincent from Birmingham, he was Sergeant Major Jones, in the Navy side. And it was what was it? It was the other side of the airline, you know. It'd been spotted there like a team. They knew where it was. So they would send a little bit, you know, trying to find out where it was. And I think it was the suspected a gun being shoved up, you know, trying to fly for Germany to fire. And I had a little bit set in the back of the thing, you know, my little Timbo Foster's beavers. And yeah, this is coming back like a deal, wasn't it? Accidentally, certainly. We'd seen that and decided we'd be going a little bit farther and had a good ride.
So that was the purpose of that patrol is just to observe whatever you were sent to observe.
And,
so I presume you would travel quite lightly, did you? And you actually saw them? I was going to say, how big were their patrols?
That seemed a big one, as it went by, you know. You just see that in the, you know, in the background, you know, the heads going by. Or rather, I think it would have been a couple of minutes. We haven't even been back in it, so. But that's what it was, he was doing the road or something, through the road.
What kind of gun? Were we talking about a big gun or?
It would have been a big gun. I think they got a strike on it. And they did blast it.
And that was that particular recce patrol, was it? So how long were you in the line on this particular occasion? And how many patrols do you think you did during that time? You've mentioned three or four. Was that normal?
I think it was. Maybe it was lads. I didn't get a stamina patrol.
And what was the purpose of those patrols?
It was for the main gaps, so everybody could look, Chinese, and it's still happening as it happened.
So they had to guard the mine gaps, the standing patrol, and they were out obviously every night.
In the camp, you know, just lying, you couldn't. They weren't moving around, you know. They were in the trench.
In a fixed position, more or less.
You were there. I think it was still 3 or 4 hours. And you leave, like, you know. But I never did it once.
Were they out in the open then?
Yeah, just more in the trench. What was doing the bowling iron, sandbags on the top, from Lebanon, down in the area. And then in the area, it's not that time we used to tell them you couldn't win out. But I've never defended my own land, they were allowed to use the tell us that. It's frozen, you know. So we were glad to get back in. Now I'm going to do it, I'm sure. But really, that's a, I think the film shows I did.
Were there any other type of patrols? You mentioned the standing patrol, which watched the gap, the recce, and the fighting patrol.
Like the wagon patrols, I don't know whether they used to be a remake of some of the wagon patrols, just to make sure about that. They didn't work again. Other times, you hear the wagon rattling, you know. And maybe send a patrol out and there, especially there before Christmas and after Christmas, he would leave Christmas cards and that, you know, on the wires and that. And
the like Chinese?
That. Oh, that's, so I had one, I would assure you, but I'll give it to me, I'll give it to me. My mates go around running to Taylor. He kept me where, daft me, I'll give it away, you know.
Were there many examples of Chinese propaganda?
They tell me that airplane, the first time we landed in Bordeaux, it always looked like that. And across the border, when the youngsters were using it, and the Bordeaux, the drivers, starving. You know, it was just like that, really.
What were these signs that they used to put up?
See the day when the Yanks were out, puppets and all that, you know, because they hated the Yanks, you know, the Chinese and the North Korean. I used to get them to the airport, you know, but there was the Christmas card, you know. I always had them to the airport.
Can you remember what they said?
Just wishing you Merry Christmas. From the Chinese and Korean, you know, the Republican armies and the war and all that, the rise and all that, starting with the Mavis, the Americans and all that, which is like really propaganda, you know. I always get off, I think it's happening much, really. But not in good sense of the world, I think, you know.
So you come to the end of this second tour in the front line, and of course you'd already been in action, you'd been in an attack as well. What was the morale like in general with the men?
Well, I think we were pretty decent. I think we just did it, they knew how to do it.
Do you think the effects of the fighting and things like Major Donoghue getting killed, think it had much of an effect on people?
Well, I think it had, I think we did think really about it, but to be honest, what could you do? I mean, you couldn't ask to come down, see them do it, you could, I think they were stupid, you know, it's conscientious object or something. No, the guys just got on with it, see the alley.
So most people just took it all out, there wasn't any, you didn't hear or see of any desertion or anything of that?
No.
So where did you go to from there? You were relieved by the, was it the Americans? Did you have much contact with the Americans when they took over from you?
Well, not really, because I mean, we used to come in at night, you know, and that's your bus. I mean, we used to get an advance part maybe 2 years before. usually had a big crap on my own. I think it turned me into the rather a very short of area to be it's a thing I'd like to do, you know. If you didn't get ice cream, they weren't clear in our own way, you know, when we knew it was getting another. But as far as short as I never, once I never lived, I've always said I was being kind of poor. Remember, you know, I think that was a time when he was running back in the US thing and swimming, you know, for his carbine. Well, now we have a little coal mine. Then there was another one later on after that one to do it as well, when we were in this.
Swapping weapons?
Aye, well, you know, you sharpened up a bit that, and you personalised them. You know, and they really couldn't understand it, you know. Probably you could do it, but we couldn't. Well, I wouldn't do it. You say, you know, you fire, you know. I did fire the carbine, but it was, you know, they weren't good at any carbines. They were up there, misfire and all that, you know.
Why do you think you wanted to swap? Just for a souvenir, or? For a
souvenir. Yeah. I mean, there are also a few badges or something like that, you know. You know, there are also a few
So from that time in the line, where to after that?
Well, yeah, Camp Houston. Come back.
Now, you did mention going to Japan at some time.
Yeah.
Can you remember when that was?
I didn't know exactly when it was. Before the year after. But I was one of the first to go as well. Must have been after the attack, because Colin Moore at the MM is when we were in Tokyo, sent for him, he severe where he was, and he came where he had the tour and he was presenting him again.
That was Bladen, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was after the attack, so.
Right.
Well, we had a good time.
How long were you in Japan for?
5 years, right? What it's called rest and recuperation.
What can you remember about Japan then?
No, but I did have a good drink. And before that, I'd get a pint from the bed down and I'd start smoking.
Yes, I remember you telling me that, yeah.
I'm in Tokyo, you know, where I'm really young, small, and I'm with Canadians, friends. And I'm in the bars, where I'm using 50 tins of tabs, a bit here and there, and that. Oh, and I had a good time, mate.
Whereabouts were you in Japan?
I was in Britain, Tokyo. It was the first time I ever flew. I've been flew before, and went down to air school. I mean, it was flat, you know. It was made in BS, you know. And the stock was made in BS. And then I'm pushing him on the airport, And it was a ramshackle plate, you know, from the military. And he was sat down there and waiting at the plane, you know. The youngsters getting on the plane and all that, you know, not the Commonwealth. None of this was sitting inside, you know, and it was cold and that, and I mean, we didn't have much money. We didn't exactly have about 100 times. I was only a few quid, really. And I really didn't have too much. And, Stephen turned up, and all of a sudden, this big transporter came, coming. It was one thing where the front dropped. We could drive a 3-ton truck up there. And we had to go on board that, sitting down the side in our flight to Tokyo. And that was the first time I'd ever flown.
What did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was good. We thought it was good. I didn't have a car from your house. Just sitting in the, you know, at the window, you know, going home.
Was this a whole company?
No, it was only so many from each company. We were only about, about six from each company. That's how it's spread, you know.
And was this before the Christmas?
I think it was. Christmas. It was after the attack.
After Bladen and before the Christmas, before this second stint in the line, which we've just spoken about.
I think it was,
right.
And Yeah, I'm very cute, you know. Yeah, remember that, Harry Shearer in the palace building in the Empire, Empire. I went past there, I mean, I can't remember it now. I remember we did go for a walk. Just have a look, you know.
Where were you staying?
It was a camp just on some of the Tokyo, on the outskirts, in the old part of the yard, you know, the Japanese, you know, the shanty camp.
And it was just purely rest and recuperation, there was no training or anything like that?
I mean, when you go to the waters, you never saw them. When we came in, I mean, we tried to catch them. It was one of the others, so we beat on them, and trees kick up the bed, you know. Come on, man, you know, you've been there good morning, you know.